Beard.
If someone's murdering, he says, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth. Throat.
What do you call the part where you wear a bow tie around your
neck?
Okay. What do you call the part of the neck that some men fix out?
Throat.
Some people have it rather large. You might say, I see your. Sometimes when you swallow, you can see that part and think you have a big.
Adam's apple. Yeah.
Is it referring to the whole throat or what part?
I just don't know exactly where it is.
You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
He said you need to feel that one
cavity. Tooth.
Okay. What's the flesh around your teeth?
Gum.
You can hold that baby bird in the
palm.
Palm. Okay. He got mad and doubled up both.
Fists.
Okay. He shook his
fist.
Okay. Any place where you bend your finger or your hand or your arm, you call that before?
Joint. Chest.
Okay, he's got broad
hands.
Alright, referring to the part of his upper body, you might say that, you can't even buy a shirt for him because he's got such broad
shoulders.
Okay. You measure the height of a horse in, or you have a left and a right
hand.
Alright, you have
2 feet.
I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
shin.
Okay. The back part of your thigh, especially between your knee and your buttock, you're squatting down on your
haunches.
Okay. Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about, but still looks a bit
peeking.
Okay. How would you say he felt?
Weak. Puny.
Okay. A person who is usually large and can lift heavy weights, is robust and healthy, you say he's built.
Strong. Strong muscles.
If a child is kind of large for his age, has a good appetite, you might say he's
husky. Good natured.